Great Oaks Career Campuses and Herb Day Radio presents the Students of the Month from the Laurel Oaks Career Campus in Wilmington.
Folks, what's your name, sir?
Russ Fromling. I'm the Heavy Equipment Operations Instructor.
Okay, Russ. I was just talking with one of your students of the month here, and nothing but praises for the program.
We're trying. This is the third year for the program. We graduated our first group of seniors last year. Got a hold of them, so after 6 months being out of school, we had all of them working full-time. Probably 95% working in the industry and stuff, and they're doing really well. So I see a lot of new trucks and stuff driving around and stuff, and they've all come back to see them, and so they seem to be doing well so far.
Well, now, how did you end up as an instructor here in heavy equipment?
I've been a high school wrestling coach, and I coached football and stuff, and I had my own excavating company, and I was looking to slow down a little bit, come off the road with my young kids. Being at home, I was tired of traveling all the time and not seeing them, so it was actually a joke. My younger brother joked that he was going to tell somebody else about the job, and got me thinking. So after losing sleep a couple days, I looked into it a little deeper, and then put in an application, and they hired me, I guess. And now we're here on the third year.
Is it everything you thought it would be?
There's been some challenges and stuff coming from the industry into I've always, you know, had younger employees and stuff, so I was always over all our safety training and stuff like that. But there's been some challenges, you know, from being in a school to being out in the workforce. There's definitely a gap there, but I feel like on the third year now, we're closing that gap down a lot better.
Sounds like your success rate has been very good.
We've had 100% graduation rate, and most of them were working at graduation. I want them to graduate. They need to have a diploma, so we push that really hard. Push academic grades really hard, but it's all when they cross that stage at graduation. I want them to have a path, a plan, and be moving, you know, in a positive, you know, direction.
That's very important. It's interesting to learn in talking with young Christian here a little bit ago. He's wanting to go into civil engineering. And that's a great offspring from the heavy equipment discipline.
That's why I nominated him. When he gets on the equipment, you can tell he's a little bit behind. But when it comes to just quality control and stuff like that, you can tell he's a step above everybody else in the class. And I don't look for him to be an operator. I look for him to go stay in the industry, but definitely pursue a different career path there. And he's going to do good in about anything he does. He's got to drive. And he's very intelligent. He's very just on point as far as, you know, what he's trying to do and what he's trying to accomplish. So he'll be fine.
Has the program been filled?
We can hold 25. We were at 22, 20, and I think we're at 19 this year. With the equipment we have and stuff, with a full program, it makes it a little bit harder on us just because trying to get everybody cycled through equipment and stuff like that. But I feel like 20 is a good number. I've kind of set it up now where we have group rotations, keep everybody busy, keep everybody on task. We're a task-based program, so you can't, you know, allow a 16-year-old to get on a bulldozer without knowing exactly what he's going to do. So everything, they have their task and stuff like that. So we could expand a little bit, but right now with the 20, I think we have good numbers and stuff, and so far it's working out. So,
well, it sounds to me like the heavy equipment program at Laurel Oaks is a great place to begin.
That's what we call it heavy equipment operations, but we try to prepare the students for a vast, you know, different career paths. So they get their forklift certification, telehandler certification with Amazon coming in next door, R&L right up the road. I just try and prepare them where they can go out, boom, head, you know, any direction, and they kind of can relate to what we're doing and prepare them for the next step.
A lot of career paths available out there.
That's it. So when you're talking about operating equipment, stuff like that, we go over a lot of the basics, hydraulic systems, you know, mechanical components, stuff like that. We also had the Class B CDL incorporated into the program. That was a little bit tougher coming in here that I didn't foresee. They have to be 18, have to have a driver's license. Well, seems like half the class is barely turning 18 by the time they graduate, so that makes it a little bit challenging. But Southern State's been great so far to work with as far as their truck driving academy, and we got that up and running. And hopefully this year, I had two get their permits last year, not complete the testing. So hopefully this year we're going to push it hard and try and get a handful of them through the CDL program.
Well, it sounds like a good job is being done, and I certainly thank you for talking with us again. Your name is?
Russ Fromling, the heavy equipment instructor here at Laurel Oaks.
Russ, thanks. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Go to greatoaks.com to begin your future today. The Great Oaks Laurel Oaks Student of the Month program is a Herb Day radio presentation.